Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. Last night was the makeup games for the rainout from Wednesday between the Powell Pioneers and the Cody Cubs, as the game was moved to Simpson Stadium in Cody because of the wet playing surface over in Powell. And it definitely was all Cody after that, as the Pioneers were beaten in the first game 15-1, and then in the nightcap 10-0. In that first game, it was Jared Grins getting five RBIs, including a triple and a home run, as the Pioneers just could not find the plate for one. They issued seven walks against Cody, while Cody took advantage with some extra base hits, led, of course, by Grins. Jackson Schroeder was on the hill for Cody, their ace, and he didn't disappoint the Cub faithful, as he surrendered only four hits, as the Pioneers did get an RBI single from Ashton Brewer late, but not until Cody had won on the 10-run rule, 15-1. In the nightcap, the Pioneers certainly put pressure on Cody pitching early, but couldn't produce, as the Pioneers ended up losing 10-0. Pioneers had the bases loaded and one out, but it was Tyler Grins with two straight strikeouts to get out of that inning. He also got out of a bases-loaded jam in the third inning as well. For Cody, they added four runs in the first, four in the second, and then single runs in the third and fourth as they out-hit Powell 9-4. The Pioneers, struggling at finding the strike zone with a number of walks and also some bad at-bats by the Pioneers. Well, as far as the Pioneers, probably their worst games that they've had so far this year, and against their rival, the Cody Cubs. Next up for the Pioneers, they'll be meeting up with 406 Flyers tomorrow at home beginning at 1 o'clock, and then against the Green River Knights on Sunday at 11. For the Cody Cubs, they have a matchup against the Lovell Mustangs coming up later on today. Also, this weekend, Cody meets up with Green River tomorrow afternoon at a couple conference games beginning at 3 p.m. and then at 5. The Gillette Rustlers are at the Halos. Laramie will hit the road for Torrington for a couple of ball games. Jackson will be at the Heroes Park Invite meeting up with Bozeman. Then coming up on Sunday, Cheyenne Hawks and Cheyenne Post 6 will be at the Roughneck Showcase Tournament, while the Heroes Park Invitational continues in Bozeman. The West Coast Zephyrs out of Nebraska will face off against Laramie in Laramie. We're back with more after this.